Mishnah Hey, we learned a couple of Mishnahs ago that if an area is not designated for living, for example, if it's a storage area outside of the city, then one cannot make an Eruv for an area of more than two Beis Sa'ar. Because an area of more than a Beis Sa'ar Sayim, of two Beis Sa'ar, is considered to be like a Karmelis. Since no one really enters there in general, it's more like a large open area, and therefore the maximum size you can make the Eruv, and for it to be considered a Rishus HaYochid, is a Beis Sa'ar Sayim, and we already saw that this is a Machlokes. Now, after bringing the stringency of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava in the previous Mishnah, the Mishnah continues with Oidom Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava said another stringency with regards to the laws of Eruvin. Haginva Karpef, a garden and a storage area which is outside of the city, Shem Shivim Amo Vashirayim al Shivim Amo Vashirayim, which is 70 and a bit Amos by 70 and a bit Amos. Altogether, that equals an area of 5,000 square Amos, which is a Beis Sa'ar Sayim. So an area of a Beis Sa'ar Sayim and no larger, Mukevas Goligavah Asar Tfachim. If it's surrounded by a fence of 10 Tfachim high, then Metalfim Seicha, then you are allowed to carry in there. But it's not enough that it has to be maximum the size of a Beis Sa'ar Sayim. Yehuda ben Bava adds another condition, and that is, Vulvad Shehebosh Shemeira or Beis Tira. As long as within that area there is a guard hut, at least, or some sort of house for one to live in, there's got to be something there which somebody uses constantly for the sake of living, or it needs to be right next to the city, so it's an area where he enters pretty much every day. So that's the opinion of Yehuda ben Bava. It has to be maximum a Beis Sa'ar Sayim, and it has to have something there which shows that the area is for the sake of a living place. Now Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava that one needs both of these two conditions. However, he says that for it to be considered a place where one lives and uses, one requires much less than an actual guard hut. Rabbi Yehuda says, even if there's only a pit in it, or a shiach, some sort of rectangular square pit, or a cave with water in, this is enough for it to be considered a place where one lives, or a place which one uses enough so that it won't be considered a karmelis, rather the Eruv will help for it to be considered a Rishus HaYochid. So in that case, Metaltham B'Soicha, you can carry in there. Now Rabbi Akiva, a third opinion, holds that the entire second condition, that it be considered a designated for living, they have to have something there which shows that you live there, or use it constantly, Rabbi Akiva holds that you don't need that. Rabbi Akiva says, Afulu Eimbo Achas Mekol Elo, even if it hasn't got any of these things, then Metaltham B'Soicha, one is still allowed to carry in there. Uvuvad Shehebo Shiv Amo V'Shirayim, Al Shiv Amo V'Shirayim, as long as it is an area of 70 and a bit Amos by 70 and a bit Amos, and no more. Alright, now when it comes to the exact dimensions of the Beis Sa'ar Sayim, if you recall, this maximum amount of a Beis Sa'ar Sayim, this maximum area, is learned from the size of the courtyard in the Mishkan. That it was also a Beis Sa'ar Sayim. Now the courtyard was not 70 and a bit Amos by 70 and a bit Amos. Rather, it was a rectangle, it was 50 by 100 Amos. Now, according to Eliezer, not only is the actual area, the total area, learnt from the Mishkan, but also the dimensions and the size of each side as well. Now, that doesn't mean that it has to be exactly 50 by 100 Amos. The truth is, Eliezer says that it can even be a square of 70 by 70 Amos, or it can be 100 by 50 Amos, or anywhere in between. But you would not be able to make the length more than double the width. So when it's 100 by 50 Amos, the length is double the width. So that is allowed, and anywhere between there and a square of 70 and a bit Amos by 70 and a bit Amos, that will be permitted because it is still similar enough to the way the Mishkan was set out. So Rabbi Eliezer says, if its length was even one Amma more than its width, and the Gemara explains that actually Rabbi Eliezer means that if its length was more than double its width, then one is not allowed to carry there. On the other hand, Rabbi Yasi says, even if its length is double the width, then one is allowed to carry there. And the Gemara explains that Rabbi Yasi holds that we only look at the length and the width. And we say that the length should not be more than double the width. But we do not look at the length of the diagonal from one corner to another. That can be more than double its width. However, Eliezer holds, and this is really the machlokes between Eliezer and Rabbi Yosi, that no sign, even the diagonal, even that cannot be double the width.